puts me back in Manitoba many moons ago.
Oh, you know what that music means. That history buff Gordon Goldsborough is here on a Saturday with another installment of Abandoned Manitoba. Good morning, Gordon.
Good morning, Laurie.
Well, what tale of abandoned Manitoba do you have to tell today?
Well, we're going to the town of Killarney in southwestern Manitoba, and we're going to visit three large buildings that are connected with the manufacturing of paper. Paper for Manitoba isn't a new thing at all. And of course, listeners will recall that there has been a pulp and paper mill at Pine Falls for many years, closed a little while ago. There also, of course, is a mill up at the Paw, at Tolco, that's just in the transition of ownership right now. What you may not realize is that there is also a plant in southern Manitoba, you know, not in the forested part of the province, but in the agricultural part where they've been making paper for quite some time.
So they're growing paper plants?
Well, they're growing a source of cellulose, which is the basis for paper. You can get cellulose from all kinds of things, including some of the grains that we grow. So one in particular that's so useful for this purpose is flax, because after you've harvested the grain from the flax, you're left with the straw, the stuff that, you know, that supported the grain. Mm-hmm. And traditionally, farmers have not had much to do with it. They have, in fact, had a problem getting rid of some of that flax straw.
We used to put it over our septic field to keep it from freezing.
If you need insulation, it's very good for that because it doesn't decompose the way other straws do. And that's the whole crux of it, because farmers traditionally haven't been able to get rid of the straw because it just doesn't rot the way many other straws do. So they either have to burn it or they try to chop it up so they can blend it into the ground. But neither of these is an ideal solution. So back in 1970, when an American company called Kimberly-Clark came to Manitoba, it was seen as an ideal solution, because here now was a way that they could take this flax straw that had previously gone unused and actually start using it for something, in this case, to make paper.
So how did they do it?
Well, the idea is that you take this flax straw and you bale it and let it sit. It's a process called retting. And the idea is, essentially, you let it rot just a little bit. The outside of the straw turns kind of a gray color, and that takes maybe a few months. Then you come along with a mill, and you put the straw through this mill, and the mill basically hammers on the straw, and it causes the stems of the straw to shatter. And the outer part, called the shive, falls away, and the inner part, called the bast, or what is actually fibers of cellulose, is collected. And that's the stuff from which you can make a really high grade of paper. It's actually a very high quality paper that you can make from this flax fiber.
And what do they do with the shive before? Did they use it?
Traditionally, no. It wasn't used at all. It was simply seen as a waste product, and farmers would burn it or till it. But more recently, I know that here in Manitoba, for instance, they're using it as a biofuel. They're actually burning it in a furnace to heat greenhouses here in Manitoba.
Okay, well,
let's just think about the history of this company. So they came in 1970. They hired a fellow named Marcel Lehure as their first sort of representative. And his job was to go around the province to evangelize this product with Manitoba farmers. They had to be convinced that this was a good idea. So he started working, and they brought a mill that would start processing this flax. Now, the idea of this mill, though, is a little different than the one at Pine Falls or the one in the Paw. They stayed in one spot. This, on the other hand, was a portable mill, and they would bring the straw from sort of the region to it. So it was portable in a general sense, but it wasn't really, really portable. But back in the mid-1970s, they then went to something called a mini mill, which was actually on the back of a semi-trailer, and it was so portable that they actually went from field to field in the course of one day. They actually went to where the straw was rather than bringing the straw to them. So over the course of the summer, they would travel all over Manitoba, wherever there was flax straw to be had, processing it and then shipping this fiber. The fiber, by the way, wasn't processed into the paper here in Manitoba. It was put in railway cars and shipped down to the United States, where they had a mill that made it into the final paper. And back in the 1970s, there was a huge amount of flax being grown, and they actually were able to process more fiber during the summer than the mill in the United States could handle. So that's where these three large buildings come in. They needed a place to store this excess fiber until they needed it at the plant. So they built these huge buildings in Killarney along the railway tracks. I actually saw them being built, and I remember thinking, these are huge. I mean, I can't imagine they would need this kind of space, but they did. They filled them right up with flax fiber. And then gradually over the course of the rest of the year, they would load them onto boxcars and send them off to the factory.
And what did the buildings look like?
Well, they're rectangular in outline. They're sort of metal clad. They're fairly simple buildings. It's just sort of a wooden skeleton with metal panels on the outside, a concrete floor, and say a huge, I mean, you walk inside, you just feel very small inside these buildings.
Yeah.
And in fact, listeners may wonder why I'm interested in traveling around the way I do and talking about all these places. Well, it was my experience with this flax processing that first exposed me to this. I was a city kid. My uncle, however, was this fellow, this Marcel LeHure, who was the first buyer.
Oh.
And in a blatant act of nepotism, he hired me to work for him during the summer. And I was sort of the bookkeeper. I traveled with the mini mill. And whenever we would stop, I would camp out, basically. In fact, one of the running jokes is I stayed at the CP Hotel, that in fact, I slept in the boxcar that were used to load the flax fiber.
Oh, that CP Hotel.
That CP Hotel, not the one you might have been thinking of. And that's why I saw these big warehouses being built, because I was there with the mini mills seeing the flax being processed. And as a result of that, I saw so much of Manitoba. I mean, we were always on the move because that's what these mini mills were, highly portable. And it exposed this city kid to so much of Manitoba that I would never have seen otherwise. So I credit this experience with me knowing quite a bit of the province that I bet you a lot of other people may not.
And that interest stayed with you to this day.
Absolutely. But things have changed. This was back in the 1970s that this process was going on. And of course, inevitably, farming does change. The nature of the crops we grow do change. So, for example, the amount of canola that's being grown now compared to the 70s is way higher.
Right.
More recently, we've now seen soybeans becoming a major crop here in Manitoba. Correspondingly, flax has decreased dramatically. You know, from a height of about 800,000 hectares at one time, it's now a fifth of that. So there's much less flax being grown, and correspondingly, therefore, much less flax fiber being produced. And that's why they don't need these big warehouses anymore. And that's where the abandonment part comes in. They aren't abandoned in the sense that they are empty. I'm told that they're being used for other purposes, but they're no longer being used for storing flax fiber because there just isn't the supply of flax fiber there once was.
Flax has abandoned them.
I suppose you could say that, yes.
Another interesting tale. Thank you very much, Gordon.
You're welcome, Lori.
We'll talk to you next time.
Bye-bye.
No matter where I go, every time the wind blows, puts me back in Manitoba many moons ago.